About twice a day for the past month, a man in full Victorian costume has stood in front of a live audience somewhere in America and recited these famous words.
Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that.
Those are the first lines of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The performer is the great-great-grandson of Dickens, Gerald Charles Dickens. The English actor travels the U.S. this time of year doing a one-man version of his great-great-grandfather's story of Christmas spirit lost and found. He uses only a walking stick and a pocket watch for props, and just his voice to conjure up 24 characters. He figures you already know the plot of A Christmas Carol, but you probably haven't heard a Dickens do all the voices. So here's his holiday sampler of many of the characters, starting with Ebenezer Scrooge.
If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding.
Character number two is Scrooge's nephew.
Uncle, surely you don't mean that.
For the next character, the charity collector, the actor says he took his inspiration from Margaret Thatcher.
Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable at this present time of year that we make some slight provision for the poor and the destitute who suffer greatly at this present time.
Just outside Scrooge's door is a little boy singing Christmas carols.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Next, of course, comes Scrooge's clerk, Bob Cratchit, who wants to take all of Christmas Day off.
Well, if it is quite convenient, sir.
It is not convenient, Cratchit.
Then Scrooge goes home and gets a visit from the ghost of Jacob Marley. If you close one ear, you can almost imagine him as an elderly Winston Churchill.
I wear the chain I forged in life, Ebenezer Scrooge. I made it link by link.
Then another visit from the ghost of Christmas Past.
Rise, Ebenezer. Walk with me.
Who takes Scrooge into his young adulthood. You remember Mr. Fezziwig.
It's Christmas Eve, Dick! It's Christmas, Ebenezer! Now let's have this place cleared away before a man can say Jack Robinson!
In the next scene, there's the beautiful girl, Belle, who jilts the young Scrooge because all he can think about is money.
Another idol has displaced me. A golden one.
A few minutes later comes this character.
I am the ghost of Christmas Present!
He takes Scrooge to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Cratchit. Here's the Mrs.
Where's Tiny Tim and your father? They weren't as late last year by half an hour.
Scrooge then gets whisked off to look in on the Christmas party of his niece.
I think he misses a very good dinner indeed.
The ghost of Christmas Future doesn't speak at all, but he lets Scrooge listen in on an ominous conversation between two businessmen.
When did he die?
Last night, I believe, yes.
What's he done with all of his money?
The next morning, a transformed Mr. Scrooge wakes up and calls out to a little boy in the street.
What's today, my fine fellow?
Well, it's Christmas Day.
Scrooge buys a big turkey for the Cratchits. Everyone is happy and all together now.
God bless us, everyone.
There, he did it. The characters in A Christmas Carol delivered in one voice. And in case you're wondering what the real Gerald Charles Dickens sounds like.
It really is like traveling with 26 or 27 other people. I mean, even to the extent that sometimes during a performance one of them will misbehave. You know, you have to slap them down afterwards and say, look, I don't want any more of that. Otherwise you're out.
Gerald Charles Dickens is the great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens. He's been touring the U.S. with his one-man performance of A Christmas Carol, which runs 1 hour, 20 minutes when it's not on the radio. The actor flies back to England today, but he'll return to the United States next spring to do a show based on Charles Dickens' first visit to America.